Not everyone is as naturally engaging all the time as my wife, but fortunately, Marianne has been looking into how, with a few simple tricks, the rest of us can be more likable, even off the air. Is that right, Marianne?
You mean as in your case?
Yes.
Well, Bob, you are nothing if you are not likable. And if people are listening to you, it's because they like you.
Mm-hmm.
But IRL, in real life, it's harder to be the most engaging person in the room. And, you know, we have some savvy tips on how you can be more charming by paying a little bit of attention to a few key areas.
Well, good, because as you know, we have a couple of social events this weekend, so I think I'll need this.
Okay, well, here goes. Listen up. All right, the first thing is use positive body language, and this means that, you know, you have your arms uncrossed, and you look relaxed, and then you look the person in the eyes, smile and laugh, because people don't do that to people they hate, right? So if you're smiling and laughing and looking somebody in the eye, you obviously don't hate them. And the experts say all of this makes people feel good because you're conveying without the words, I'm comfortable with you.
You know,
so do you do that?
Well, yes, but I'll tell you something. Sometimes it's a little difficult to keep the eye contact. And once when I was interviewing Cloris Leachman, I can't believe I remember this. Cloris Leachman told me about a trick that actors use, I guess, that if you look at someone just kind of above the bridge of their nose, not quite in their eyes, it's easier to keep that stare there, and you're not actually looking in their eyes. Does that make sense?
But why? I don't get it. No,
well,
it doesn't make sense.
Well, because
don't you want to convey that you're comfortable with them and make them feel good?
Yeah, they won't know that you're not looking them in the eyes. No,
but
try,
why aren't
try
you
it.
Looking at them in the eye. I don't get it.
Well, because sometimes it makes you nervous to do that. What else is on your list?
Okay, that's a new one on me. All right, pick your words when you talk. You know, it's to support the other person. So not just to make your own point. Listen and acknowledge that you're taking in what's being said. So, you know, you can do that by, like, saying their name every so often. You know, it makes people feel like they are seen. Ask questions, not to grill them, but because you genuinely want them to tell more. And if you ask nothing or you speak only to change the subject, the person's going to think that whatever they said wasn't good enough and they walk away feeling bad, whether they know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So your likability depends on how you leave the other person feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand this?
Yes. Ask about them. Don't talk about yourself.
Exactly right. Okay, the next one is share your thoughts. So if you only listen, and you're making the person do all the work, and that gets old. So also, you're showing, like, no vulnerability, and then that makes people feel defensive because it feels kind of phony. So instead, you want to show the other person that you, too, are less than perfect. So even if it's only saying, I'm having a rough day, that could be enough. It makes for an exchange of humanity so that there's some kind of a connection.
Right.
I have a friend that she has so many issues and she's always talking about them. And she thinks that because she has so many negative issues that I have a perfect life. And I'm constantly having to remind myself to tell her about the struggles that I have,
sure.
You know, because then it makes for a deeper connection.
Yeah, right. Share your troubles. It makes people feel better to know they're not alone in dealing with issues.
Right. Okay, so the next one is bring a counterpoint. So you're not always going to agree with someone, and you don't have to hide it. So pick your spots, you know, when you push back and do it with respect, because it also furthers the conversation. And you know, you have to do this with no interest in winning the argument, by the way. And when you take a stand, you give a fuller picture of yourself and people know who you actually are. And it makes for a deeper relationship, a deeper level of relationship. And it gives you credibility. But then you also have to, the next point is be agreeable.
Mm-hmm.
Is this confusing to you?
Well, no, I'm just thinking about people engaging in a political debate as you're giving these tips.
Okay, imagine you're in a political debate with someone and you don't say how you feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one-sided. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make the person feel like you're in it. You know what I mean?
True.
So being agreeable always comes with doing something. I mean, like, okay, like pretend that you're making plans. So the question is, what are we going to do? The thing not to say is whatever. Yeah, which, by the way, that's to quote you.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever you want.
Yeah. You know what that really means.
And it comes off as you're being, like, super nice, but you're putting the pressure on the other person.
Yeah.
So you, as the likable guy, should offer up a time or some kind of plan or something. And the other person gives it a thumbs up and suggests the coffee shop, for example, and then if it's not the one you'd pick, but the place isn't horrible, you go with that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I find myself doing that. I did that last night. You know, my friends wanted to go out to dinner, and everybody was super excited about this place they hadn't been to in about a year. And I just, for me, it was like, there weren't that many things there that I would eat, but it wasn't horrible. So I just said, sure, that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You have to do that sometimes.
Yeah, so you can be socially smooth.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is give compliments. People love hearing positive things about what they've done. And don't just say it right after they do it. Like if they give a speech or a performance, don't just say it, oh, nice job. Say it again in the next day or even the next week, because the event for them has not disappeared. And it's nice for the other person to know that they had some impact.
Yeah, that's a good tip. It'll be more meaningful if you wait. Actually, you can say something quickly right then and there, but then bring it back. That's a good one.
Yeah. And then the last one is read the room. Although everything that we have talked about works, there's no real formula. Sometimes the other person just wants you to listen. Sometimes they need for you to talk or to draw them out with questions, and the last thing they want is advice. I've really had to be very, very conscious of that, because I tend to just, try to fix the problem immediately.
Yeah.
And I've had to learn how to lay back and say, oh, wow, that feels terrible, or that was great, mm-hmm.
Empathize.
A moment.
Yeah, you got to do that first. Don't be like a guy. We always skip right to the fixing part. Don't do that.
Right, because in order to be more likable, charming, and all that stuff, it's just about connecting and showing up in the world as a friendly mm-hmm. person.
Whatever. So, Marianne, what's on the Savvy Planet website this week?
I'm guilty of saying that, too, by the way. I'm, whatever. All right. Okay, well, I know this is barely a recipe because it's so easy to make, but I do have it on the website. We've been eating so much garlic lately, as you may have noticed, because it's like garlic season. And you know that I love going to the farmer's market on Saturdays and buying locally grown garlic. So this is just a reminder that you can sometimes just roast it and eat it over bread or whatever. And it's just fantastic. So sign up for SavvyPlanet.com and I'll show you how to make it. It's so easy. And also don't miss the Mexican street corn recipe that is on there, too, that is so delicious. And you can put a little garlic on that, too, if you want to.
SavvyPlanet.com. You put a hyphen in there, SAVVY. SavvyPlanet.com. Type in your email address. Yeah, that garlic. I love garlic. It's healthy. But, again, we recommend that you only hook up with people who also like garlic. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right, Marianne. I'll be very likable when you see me at home today.
Okay, and I'll have a lot of garlic waiting for you.
Well, I'm there. Thank you. It's 8:49 right now.